Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Hey, it's us. We're the Get Up Show. Sean and Charlie and Maddie here for the Simon Says podcast number 117.
Ooh, look at us.
Ain't that something? So welcome to it. That's a crazy story. Tell them about that story about the scam artist on the telephone.
Yeah, this scammer called an old lady. She's like 85 years old and convinced her to go to the Dollar General store and buy a $500 gift card to send to them.
At the Dollar General?
Yeah, I guess, I guess so. I guess maybe that was the nearest store. I don't know. But they said they had told her that she won a $2.5 million prize and she needed to send this gift card to redeem her prize.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 85. She doesn't know what's going on. So she's in there, but she's still on the phone with the person.
Huh.
And the store manager noticed that she looked a little worried and a little nervous while she was buying this card. So she's like, "Are you on the phone with the person who's getting this card?" And she whispered real softly, "Yes." And they said, "Do you know this person?" And she said, "No." And they were like, "Okay, you're not doing this. You're not buying this gift card." And they got on, she'd been on the phone with them for so long, they were able to trace the number.
Huh.
And I guess they called him back. And said, "Don't you feel crappy for scamming an old person out of their money?" And they're like, "Well, they're just going to die with that money. Their son or daughter's going to buy drugs. We need it to build a house."
Can you imagine?
Yeah, like justifying that they're scamming some poor old lady out of $500.
But, I mean, think about it. $500 for $1.2 million, that is a hell of a deal, man.
Oh, it's 2.5.
Oh, it's even better.
Yeah, twice as much. I think it's interesting that they, at least that this manager was being attentive enough to know that this woman didn't look like she knew what she was doing buying a gift card.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if that's something that they had seen before or, this is just somebody who was keyed in because that's in the news so much, the whole gift card scam.
Yeah, it happens a lot where they, target older people and send them an email and tell them that they won a prize and you just need to, processing fee, exactly.
But what's interesting to me is that the winning the prize one seems less believable than the
your kid's in jail.
Yeah, or the one that I see a lot was the we're trying to fix something on your account. We actually gave you too much money. You got to get us the money back, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Or,
I've seen that one.
Or your uncle's in space.
Your uncle's in space, but he doesn't have any use for the money, but he can wire it to me direct.
Yeah, I need $500 to process the money, and then you'll get $3 million.
I'm a Nigerian prince.
Did I ever tell you guys that my uncle fell for a beautiful woman living in South Africa that was going, or somewhere, I don't know, somewhere overseas, who they were in love, and he just needed to send her some money for plane tickets and all this different kind of stuff. Yeah, this was back, this would have been 2006, 2007, so it was before the internet was as strong as it is now, and we were able to, you know, pick these out. But he got on some kind of a dating site or something and met this gorgeous woman, and he even talked to her on the phone. He thought talked to her mother on the phone. Every once in a while he would call and one of her brothers would answer. She was nowhere to be found. But it went long enough that they got him convinced that she was going to fly to the States to be with him, and he just needed to send some money for plane tickets and stuff. And I got on the phone with him one day, and he was telling me all about it, and I was like, Rick, I don't think this doesn't sound right to me. And it turned out it was a scam, and he had sent some money. I don't know the exact amount, but he had sent him some money before he really...
He got catfished before it was popular.
He absolutely did.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Wow. So I wonder if it was even a real woman, or if it was one of those dudes who could sound like a woman, because that's often what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a while, but I forget how it finally wound up. But he was like, I don't think this sounds right. I'm like, oh, it absolutely does not sound right. There's something wrong here.
Have you seen all the stuff on TikTok about like the catfishing filters? Like, I keep seeing news stories. It's like, look at this. This one was on like the New York Post. And it was saying like, look at this woman with no teeth and no eyebrows, but look at her when she does this.
Oh, yeah.
Is this catfishing? It's like,
no.
Well, that's just.
That's not catfishing.
She's dressing up, you know, like.
Catfishing is pretending that you're something that you're not.
Well, if you're making yourself look like someone that is completely different, isn't that what you just said?
No, it's like a completely different identity. It's not just putting on makeup and making yourself prettier.
So, but that's what they're saying, like almost making it seem like, which is funny because that's a lot of times you'll see a picture of somebody and they just found the right angle.
Hey,
right.
Maddie, look over here. This isn't me talking.
Say, for example, someone is a bit more
seriously
overweight than you think from their pictures, because certain angles make you look a certain way, whatever. I mean,
damn right it does.
I look like a different person when I'm done up for a night out and when I'm at home with my hair up in a sloppy bun and no makeup on and sloppy clothes. I don't look like the same person. That's what you think. How do you know?
Although that does remind me of, was it the surfer who has a missing tooth? Remember, there's that really pretty surfer or skateboarder.
Oh, she could take lots of her teeth out, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one girl, because she's on TikTok as well. Like, she looks really pretty, and then when she takes it all off, I don't know. But when she takes it all off, she said she like fell out of a car or something and knocked her teeth out.
That's her.
Yeah.
Is it her?
So. See, to me, different than being like a meth head.
That's catfishing.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it is.
No, I mean, if you can look beautiful by doing yourself up, how do you know that she doesn't like always look like that? And no. As long as she's clear to you, hey, guess what? I really don't have any teeth.
No, I'm the one that Maddie's talking about with the people who, you know, they're bridge trolls, but they can put enough filters on it where they look like somebody completely different. And then they, you know, they drag themselves out of the car when they show up and it's like, what is this?
But I believe filters are different than makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
I will never look like a Disney princess.
Look, I'm going to need you to just hold this phone in front of your face every time you look at me.
Exactly.
Pluck out my eyes.
Now you've got a unicorn head. Oh, hold on. You got to swipe back one.
So, you know, you guys know I couldn't take my eyes off the Johnny Depp testimony. He's done now. He's not on the stand anymore, but good God. That was some crazy business watching him tell the story.
Yeah.
And it's painful to watch him talk because he cannot get a sentence out.
He's always been a slow kind of.
Yeah, don't do it.
Droning.
Yeah.
Talker.
Both of them are awful people. You know, I think you think she's worse than him.
I believe that she was so toxic that she brought out a horrible side of him, but I don't think he's a bad person. He's dated so many other women who are like, I've never saw that from him. He never acted that way. Vanessa Paradis or whatever her name is, that he was married to and he has children with.
Yeah.
She's like, he never in our whole relationship acted that way. So I just believe she brought out an inner toxicity and maybe drove him to more drinking and more drugs than he ever did before. and just brought out a horrible, horrible side of him. But I don't think he's a bad person. I think she's a lunatic.
They said that he made like $600 and something million during one portion of his career. And right now he's worth around $100 million because his lifestyle was
Well, they
such-
were saying that he was buying like, I mean, they broke down what he would spend in a day.
Yeah.
And it's obscene.
He was spending $2 million a month
just on
stuff.
Yeah.
Just partying and living his life. Can you imagine?
Would you, though?
No, I can't.
I mean,
would you?
I think I would for a minute.
I wouldn't mind trying it for a minute, for a month or two.
That would kill me.
But that would also be hard. I mean, so at this point, he had that much money for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're newly into money, like from nothing, it would probably be like, I couldn't imagine spending that because, you know, I know how thrifty I can be now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, though, he's been acting since he was a teenager, early 20s,
and
had substantial roles.
Yeah, he's been huge
in that
since
time.
Then.
So he's his entire adult life, he's had a decent amount of money.
I mean, you say that, you know, the his ex is saying that he was never like that, but I mean, that was then. I mean, this is now spending $2 million a month on.
Well,
yeah.
But
crazy
he's,
town.
He's doing this because he's super sad and abused.
Oh, it sounds like someone.
And it's a
someone
way.
Someone wants to rescue.
To supplement. I did
someone
see,
has some rescue.
I did see
undertones.
Someone put up a meme that said, "Tell Johnny I'll take care of him."
Oh, him and his scarves and his rings and
yes.
his beads.
Now, I do think he's an odd duck in real life. But I don't think he's the perpetrator in this.
I tell you something real cool. This kind of turned me around on him. He was sitting there the other day and it looked like he was taking notes, mm-hmm. like he was working real hard on serious notes. And then he hands it to his lawyer and they zoom in on it. And it was a sketch. It was like a portrait he had done on a Post-it note. And he's like pointing at it. And the lawyer puts his glasses on and looks at it. And he's nodding. And then Johnny's like smiling and nodding like he's so proud of it. It reminded me of your weird doodles, like your octopus doodles and stuff.
I actually was just doing that.
Yeah. But I thought that was really cool because he was so happy with himself. It was
like
a human moment.
His lawyer looked at him like, oh, he's probably yeah, okay, Johnny. Thanks.
Another one of these. Well, I'll write a book of these when we're done with this. Ka-ching. So you're going to Merlefest. That's big, man.
Yeah.
People out there in the world who don't know what Merlefest is, this is a legendary music festival. It's been going on how long? Like 30 years?
Oh, God. I can't remember
now. Something like that. Doc Watson.
On their 40th.
Doc Watson, who's no longer with us, put it on in honor of his son, Merle. And they've had everybody you can think of in and out of there. The big years that I wanted to go was like Elvis Costello, Levon Helm, Kris Kristofferson a couple
yes.
years ago.
Melissa Etheridge has been there.
Mm-hmm.
John Oates. It's basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's basically a bluegrass festival, but then branches out a little bit more into some more Americana type.
And Colin Hay from Men at Work is going to be there this year.
Yeah.
Who are you going to see? Who will you be there for?
It's tomorrow night. Trampled by Turtles, I really like. I know that you don't know that.
How dare you?
Green Sky Bluegrass is there. Old Crow Medicine Show. Colin Hay, I want to see. The Wood Brothers. Steep Canyon Rangers are going to be there.
With Steve Martin or not?
No, just them.
Okay.
34th year.
Okay.
I just did math.
You're good.
One of my absolute, my favorite thing that they do is every Saturday, they have a thing called the Hillside Album Hour or whatever.
Yeah.
And so there's a band called The Waybacks, and every year they pick an album and play it in its entirety. And they put out clues that I never come close to understanding. But yeah, they've done Hendrix, they've done the Beatles, they've done the Eagles. They were doing the Eagles, and that was the year that John Oates was there, and he came up and did some of the songs with them.
That's cool. How many times have you been? You've been numerous times.
I've been a bunch of times. I don't know. I can't remember now. We didn't get to go, obviously, the COVID year. Last year they did it in the fall, so this is the first year they're back to spring again.
So is it such that you'll be able to see everybody you want to see, or are they playing on multiple stages at the same time?
No, they're all, I mean, no, the ones I want to see are mostly like the headliner stuff. You know, and then it's usually what I like about Merlefest is then you kind of just discover stuff that's going on the other stages, maybe bands I'd never heard of.
Do you bathe during this or not?
I Yeah. Okay. In the past, I've had access to, we camp over at the Y. And so you can get a pass to go and use the facilities at the Y. I was told by my wife that we can't get those passes and that we have to maybe do sink baths.
Oh.
A hoe bath?
Yeah. I had another. Yeah.
A friend of mine, her kid said
something. We call it a whore's bath.
No. A friend of mine said her kid, who was like six at the time, said something about taking a hoe bath. And she goes, where did you hear that? And the kid goes, Mom, hobos need to have baths too.
It's true.
A hoe bath. But they have a shower facility there too.
Oh, that'll be great. You need to get some of those giant baby wipes, those wet wipes that come in the big pack.
And yeah, like I have those.
That filthy dude is like, he's covered in filth, and then he takes out the wet wipe and wipes his whole body down, and then he holds it up. And it looks like a crime scene.
And you got to shine your dome.
No, but it'll be. No, I'm really looking forward to it.
It ain't cool if your dome don't shine. All right, let's do some phone calls. We've been promising phone calls. We have a few phone calls on this podcast. If you want to be part of the phone calls, give us a phone call. 336-373-0987 is the number to be part of the phone calls. Are you guys ready for
phone calls?
Call us on the
Did
phone.
Did I hear something about phone calls?
Urgent message.
Oh, it's urgent.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break. Red dash alpha.
Red dash alpha. Standing by.
Romeo, Oscar, November, Charlie, Tango, Lima, Alpha. Authentication 2200 Delta Lima.
Are you activating something?
I have a valid message. Stand by to authenticate.
I agree with authentication also, sir.
When that message came in, that freaked me out.
Did we just blow up the earth?
Do you know what that is?
No.
War Games, the movie War Games. That's when, during the War Games, they actually sent
up. Was it?
Yeah, that's the codes to set off the nuclear bombs. And that's when the two guys got into the fight. The dude pulled the gun on him.
Oh, in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Wait.
That's War Games.
Yeah.
But that sound, when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, what has someone sent us? What's going on here? What does it mean? Isn't that cool? People call us with all kinds of crazy stuff. But yeah, that was from War Games, and it's somewhat poignant with what's going on in the world right now.
Absolutely.
A little bit scary.
Thank God we don't have the Whopper.
Right?
Hey, Simon, is the answer to the trivia question television set?
Oh, that's five things. There's five of these in the average American home. It's not television sets. Remember what the answer was?
No.
Kinds of breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that one.
You did. God, and I told you guys, I don't have any cereal in my house, not one kind of cereal.
At the most, we usually only have two.
I don't eat cereal.
Well, I hardly ever do. The kid loves cereal, but he doesn't put milk on it.
So he likes
dry Lucky Charms.
For real?
He'll just eat a bowl of dry cereal.
What a maniac.
I know.
What's he going to be when he grows up? That's crazy.
A maniac.
Do you put milk on cereal?
No, I don't mess with milk. Milk and I are not friends.
I don't do milk.
Use the lactose-free stuff?
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't like cereal. I mean, I'll take a bite of it, but I'm not going to sit there and eat a whole bowl of dry cereal.
It just doesn't work for me. I don't know. I moved on.
I used to love Frosted Mini Wheats. Those were my jam.
Yeah.
That and Apple Jacks. But you know, the thing that I want to try now, and I've been driving my daughter crazy talking about this, is the overnight oats. Have you guys heard about overnight oats?
Yeah, I've made them.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they're good.
Are they? What you do is you take your rolled oats, you put them in a bowl, you put your oat milk in there, and then you put that in the fridge overnight. And when you get up in the morning, they're sufficiently hydrated so that you can eat that and you don't have to cook it. It's overnight oats.
Right. And a lot of people will put like a little bit of honey, a little bit of, throw some fruit, some blueberries or whatever in there. Yeah, they're delicious.
Overnight oats.
I don't mess with anything that I got to season myself like that.
My plan is to not do anything, but I drive her crazy because I'll say it over and over. You put the oats in the bowl and then you put the oat milk in there and then you put it in the fridge overnight. And when you get up in the morning, it's ready to eat.
It's overnight oats.
Overnight oats. You put the oats in the bowl first and then the oat milk. And then put it in the fridge.
So wait, I want to make sure I write this down and get the process.
Uh-huh. Oats in the bowl.
You get the bowl, put the oats in the bowl.
Oats in the bowl.
And then you got to put the oat milk on the oats.
On the oats, in the bowl.
In the bowl, in the fridge.
In the fridge,
overnight. And the next morning.
You have overnight oats.
Overnight oats.
It's ready. Sufficiently hydrated.
Hydrated, yes. Ready to eat. Okay. I've also thought about trying it with cream of wheat, which wouldn't be overnight oats. It'd be overnight cream of wheat.
Overnight wheat.
And I've also thought about trying it with quinoa. However, I understand you sometimes have to soak your quinoa to get the bitter off it. So I'm a little bit, I don't know.
You know, I was making some quinoa the other day. This is a true story.
Welcome to Grain Talk, talking grains.
I want to make this superfood salad. So I was trying to eat all healthy.
Hell yeah.
So I go to the store, I buy this bag of quinoa. I get the quinoa, I measure it out, I throw it in the thing, and then I see that you're supposed to rinse it.
Yeah.
No. I don't do things that require an extra step, like soaking beans or rinsing my quinoa or whatever. It was fine.
Oh, you got to rinse your rice, by the way.
What about overnight?
Rinse your rice.
Yeah, you got to rinse it.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Simon, I need to speak to a girl named Charlie.
Yes?
I work for the IRS. Rules say if you have a dove in your house more than 5 minutes, it's a $15,000 child credit. So we need to talk to her. She's got good news coming to her this morning. We're going to give her credit for that dove. She owned that dove as a child for more than 6 minutes. That's the rule. Thank you, Simon.
Well, that is some good news.
I can put him down as a dependent.
So, yeah, you had a bird all the way in the house. I'm impressed.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, because mine only got as far as the garage, and I had a complete screaming freak out.
It got in the garage, so the dog is barking towards the garage door, which she does on occasion. So I was like, I'm just going to show her that there's nothing in the garage. And I open the door wide open, and plop, 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 plop. There's actually a dove flying around in the garage. I'm like, oh, crap, shut the door. It was stuck. So the garage door was open and it was stuck up on the top
couldn't
figure out that it needed to go down lower to fly out, basically.
Stupid dumb dove.
Yeah.
I know. So I tell Thad, my boyfriend, that there's a bird in the garage. And so he decides to go look at it and he opens our door from the house to the garage and stands there with the door wide open. I'm like, babe, you got to shut the door. It's going to come in here. No, it's not. No, it's not. Flap, 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 flap. Here comes the bird flying straight in the kitchen. Goes and sits up on top of the cabinet. And he's just sitting up there looking around. Like, great. Thanks a lot. Now what do we do? So I was going to go grab a blanket and try and, you know.
Blanket party.
Do the bat thing like you do. You throw a blanket over it.
You're going to put it over your head, pretend you're a ghost, scare it.
Boogity, boogity.
No.
You're in a haunted house.
I eat doves.
You try and catch it in a blanket and take it outside. But he was like, no, just cover any openings, which our kitchen has doorway.
Yeah.
Yes, that too. Our kitchen has a doorway to the living room and a doorway to the dining room. So we get the kid in there and he stands in one doorway with his hands up blocking the doorway. And I stand in the other doorway with my hands up blocking the doorway.
And then your boyfriend made an M. And then the neighbor made a Y.
And we had a C.
Yeah.
An A.
Right.
Dove started singing. And that made him dance his way out the door.
Very nice.
Which way did you get him back out? Did you get him back out through the garage? Or?
Yeah.
YMCA, bro.
Yeah. No, we blocked any other openings. He couldn't go any other direction except back the way he came.
So he went back up on top of the garage door.
For a second, but then he figured it out and went
So wait, the garage door was actually open and he was stuck on the top of an open door?
Yeah.
Birds are stupid sometimes, man.
He wasn't
the smartest. We have really tall ceilings in our garage.
If you catch a dove, can you eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was like, we need to just fry it up, whatevs. Like, no, get out.
There was a football player who was famously nicknamed the Geek. Because he ate dove hearts raw. He would hunt doves and eat the hearts.
Ew, why?
I'm not saying I'm for it. He liked them.
What does that have to do with being a geek?
Because that was what that meant back then.
Oh.
This was a long time ago. I'm not saying
one of your friends?
Nah. This was a pro football player.
When you were a child?
Leather helmets, when you were young, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Simon. Is the sandwich that everybody doesn't like a roast beef sandwich?
Y'all said it was egg salad sandwich, wasn't it?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
And what was the percentage of people? 58% of people
don't? It was a lot, like 56, yeah. I think.
That's wild. How do y'all feel about an egg salad sandwich?
I love an egg salad sandwich.
Do you? Oh,
man. Yes.
What about you?
It smells like farts.
Well, that's not what I asked.
That's not the point.
I think that tells you what I think about it. I'm not a fan.
Oh, gosh, I love a good egg salad.
Do you know I haven't had one in a long time? That's like a drugstore sandwich to me.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, all I think about is it being split in two in a plastic container in one of those vending machines.
No, no, no. Not one of those. Like real homemade drugstore. At a diner.
Yeah, yeah. Lunch counter, man. You probably had never been to a good lunch counter.
No.
Where you get your real fountain Coke with maraschino cherry juice in it. Like, I want a cherry Coke. And they go, okay. And they make it right there. Mm-hmm. They make you a cherry Coke.
I don't know what you're saying.
And they grill your egg salad or your chicken salad sandwich on the flat top. Right there while you're there.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, we actually had those in my hometown. Williams Brothers Pharmacy had a nice lunch counter area. Everybody went there to eat.
Yeah, we had Woolard's on one side of town and Eckerd's on the other side of town.
That was a treat.
Yeah. We never had anything like that.
There's one here. It's brown.
Yeah, that's down the street from where I live.
Well, you need to go there and try that so you know what we're talking about.
I don't know. So far away.
Down the street from where you live.
Live, bruh. Live.
Yeah, experience some things.
Do you like eggs anyway?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't know.
Do you like deviled eggs?
Saladed. Yeah, I love deviled eggs.
It's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
I don't know. Doesn't sound right.
All right.
Hey, Simon, this is Creed from Atlanta. Normally, I wouldn't call you from the terrible car phone, but I had to weigh in this morning. You know, being from Georgia and living here for quite a long time, it is true. Pecan, as I say it, is actually pronounced pecan by people in Georgia. And remember, Georgia produces more pecans than they do peaches, even though we're called the peach state. How stupid is that, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so if you ask Georgians who produce more pecans than basically anybody else in the world,
he just said it the other way.
It's pecan. But I don't care. Nobody, if you look at the word, and especially if you look at pie, like, for example, the Greek pie. It's actually not pie at all. It's P or phi. So when you look at sororities and fraternities, do they ever name their sorority Delta P? No, it's Delta Pi. So, or even Delta Phi. Phi Gamma? Have you heard of that? So,
yeah.
Pecan? What? No, sir. Not pecan. I don't care where you're from. Anyway, that's all I have to weigh in on. Talk to you later.
See, he talked himself into and out of it and then back again.
I'm so
confused.
Creed
must drink a lot of Red Bull in the morning.
I love Creed.
I don't even know what we just listened to.
It's pecan is what he's saying. It's
Are you sure?
No, he says...
No, it's not.
He says pecan, but in Georgia, where he lives, they say pecan.
Yeah, where pecans are from, I rest my casing once again.
No, but he just said at the end, he said it's not pecan.
No, he says pecan.
But he said he was wrong. He admitted
no,
that
he
everybody who says...
he did not say he was wrong.
He said everybody who says...
I don't remember the words I am wrong ever coming out of his mouth.
Well, you just said them.
No. No, because I am not. It's pecan, and I even messaged my cousin Mark, who listens all the time, and he's like, I'm totally on your team. He's team pecan.
I know.
I've got a nut allergy now.
Anything with a shell, an egg, a nut, a turtle.
It's not a tin can full of urine. It's a
Come on,
nut.
Bruh.
Get it, pecan.
Don't go all basic. You're better than that.
It's a fancy nut.
You're better than that.
Yeah, you don't pee in a can.
Simon, this is Fran Klein. Been enjoying myself with Madonna Girl Dale here. Have a blessed day, because I'm eating lunch.
We're going to be playing Madonna and giving you all a good Madonna show. I love you all. And Simon, go on YouTube and check everything out. And I was on the Maury Show also. Hit Madonna and Maury Show. And I love you all. And you'll be enjoying our Madonna shows. Take care. Bye.
That's one of our Madonna impersonators.
Yeah, that's Madonna Girl Dale.
That's not Madonna Girl Dale. That's her other... Madonna impersonator friend. Madonna Girl Dale was with her there at lunch.
She was eating lunch. There were two people there, and Madonna Girl Dale is also Brittany Girl Dale. And
I didn't know that.
She also really loves Samantha Fox.
Have you seen the videos?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see them on Maury?
I did not.
We got to see them on Maury. This is a brush with greatness.
Did someone have a phobia, or is this a potential father?
Yes. We live in a material world, bro.
Okay.
And I think that was a material girl.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Jot that down. We need to look that up. Maury, Madonna girl. Is Maury still on?
No. Or is retiring. Remember that we just had
Maury
that story.
Maury that's retiring? Yeah, get them all mixed up.
Yeah, because Jerry's been going, right?
No,
yeah.
Maury was wrapping up.
Those were the days.
Hey, Simon, we're on the side of 40 and 52. Come help us.
I was on vacation when the
cows that got out. Are they still there?
I don't know. How many? Didn't they lose like 10 cows?
Yeah, did you see they gave a bunch of citations?
Well, the one that was evading the law and was trespassing and
that is messed up. That
yeah, dude, what's their beef?
That son of a bitch. That
there's a lot at stake.
I refuse to.
It was a grade A crime.
Okay. She's ribbing you. You
mess with the bull, you get the horns. All right. I just think it's crap. I think he escaped from certain doom, and then the law writing him tickets and stuff. Like let that cow go.
For those who don't know what happened, a cattle truck overturned on morning right before morning rush last week. And I think they said there were 80 head of cattle on it.
Did any of them not make it?
I don't know. Some of them did get injured.
Oh.
But there was like 10 that ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a picture of two of them eating grass outside of Bojangles.
Nice.
And then like a day and a half later, one was still on the lamb. But that's the one Maddie's talking about that they finally caught up to.
A cow on a lamb? This is outrageous.
It's a little heavy.
But they've all been found. None of them are still wandering.
Good, good. I'd hate to think that it was roasted.
I'd like to think they were sent to the happy little farm where they can play out their days.
I can't do this right now. I can't even. I'm having the hardest time. All I got stuck in my head is ground beef, and none of it sounds like it's going to be funny if I say it.
Nah, you're doing good, man.
What do you call the cow that fell off a cow truck? Ground beef.
What do you call a cow who was injured terribly on a cattle truck and can't walk anymore?
I can't do it.
Yeah.
No.
That's not
how, but I will say this. Huh. So how pissed do you think the people from Chick-fil-A were? They're like, oh, outside the Bojangles, huh?
Yeah, the cows went to Bojangles.
Yeah. Like, you're our mascots, and that's where you go?
That's a good point.
Like, they know what's up.
Come over here. Come over here. Come on.
Seriously.
Eat more chicken. All I need you to hold the sign in your mouth. Eat more chicken.
Hey, Simon, this is Ken Buccini calling from Eden, North Carolina. Elton John's in town tonight. I'm going to go see him. How about playing some Pinball Wizard? By the way, you guys rock. Thanks, man.
Maybe a little. You know what?
Did he do that one?
They played a recording of part of Pinball Wizard, like a pre-show thing.
Got it.
He didn't do that song, but he did almost everything you could imagine that you wanted to hear. What a great show.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I've seen him. I think that was my fifth time seeing him, and it was probably the best Elton John show I've seen.
Fantastic.
Do you think this will really be it?
Yeah.
I do.
Because he walks as if he can't feel his feet when he got up to walk around. Like he's having trouble getting around.
Yeah.
And he made a big point of saying goodbye. Really. Like emotionally saying goodbye. But man, I was concerned about he doesn't have his high register anymore. He sings everything a lot lower. He was still belting it out. He's got a lot of voice, and it was a great show. We had so much fun. My daughter was so excited about it, as you guys know, and she was just like trembling with excitement.
That's really cool. I mean, I think it's cool for someone of her age to be into somebody like that.
But, yeah.
I mean, also, he's one of those few that are still around from like what we would call music legends that are,
yeah,
you know, like it's hard to think of who's going to be. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, who's going to
be
next?
The music legend? Yeah. But like that they're still out there. You know, it's interesting because like I saw the other day, like, oh, Pink Floyd's releasing a new song for Ukrainian relief.
Yeah,
but
saw that.
It still wasn't. Roger Waters didn't do it. It was just Gilmore and I guess a couple other guys. And it's like, there's still a couple of those bands out there that could still do stuff. But
yeah, but and she and her friend got all dressed up with big glasses and shiny
That's
coats
fun.
And
That's
stuff.
Super fun.
Oh, I bet there was a lot of that.
There was a lot of that. It was really awesome. But you're right. Elton John is at a certain level. We're going to see The Who in October. That's a certain level.
Sir Paul is coming around.
Sir Paul.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this for 50, 60 years. In 50 or 60 years, who is going to be at that level? There's
Dave
not anybody.
Roll.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Possibly, but the songwriters, you know, like Elton John, who wrote these songs that just mean so much to so many people and wrote hundreds of great songs. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have that anymore. A lot of it's because the music industry has changed and everything else.
Yeah.
But so I can't even call that, because here you are with a 14-year-old and she loves Elton John
so much.
Not, I mean, no offense, but not Justin Bieber or, you know, somebody in her more in her age range.
Like in 50 years, are people going to be dressing up to go see Justin Bieber?
I was just thinking that Justin Bieber's farewell tour. He's like, okay, guys, listen, I really love you. I'm going to miss you.
All right, we can't afford this.
Oh, wait, no. He has to sing it in a lower register because he's old.
Hey, Simon. Hope you're doing well today. I was calling just because I saw, for Charlie's sake, that Taco Bell is bringing back the Mexican pizza.
Yay!
Woohoo! Anyway, I hope y'all have a great day. Pick any, Journey song on Friday for me. Thanks. Bye.
Well, finally, my I Told You So has come to fruition.
Yeah, you really nailed it.
I did.
So it's not like I ever thought they wouldn't bring it back because so many people, but I thought it would have been longer. I thought it would have been a longer period of time.
Yeah, but I think it's funny. They brought it back with the same packaging when that was
right.
The problem.
That was the whole reason they took it away.
The whole thing they said was that they were trying to be more environmentally conscious and, you know, lessen their carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in a tray, a paper tray. And they said they wanted to get rid of that packaging.
Which
I said, you can hand the hot Mexican pizza into my bare hands and that will be perfectly fine. But they got rid of it for, how long has it been gone? Like a year?
Yeah, about that, I think.
About a year. So I thought it would have been a little longer.
But you know what I think is the funniest out of all that? You talk about packaging and whatnot, yet they'll still hand you like 40,000 hot sauce packets.
Sure. And 20 napkins.
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm just saying, like,
or none. It's either 20 or zero.
There's other things that you want to cut back on, like something that at least is in cardboard, which is biodegradable. Yeah. You know, like, okay, why don't you put the sauces in little cardboard boxes?
Would you like 40 to 50 sauces?
How about a couple just squirts it? Squirt it in the bag.
Do you need 14 packs of sugar for your coffee?
Yeah.
If you do, great. But if you don't give them all to me.
That's like Zaxby's. We have this routine. We get kids' meals at Zaxby's. My kid and I each get a kids' meal, and they put like 50 ketchup packs. Those go straight in the trash. And I feel awful about it. I used to keep them.
I keep some, but our tray in the fridge where we put all those was overflowing because we kept everything. And it's like, I got to clear this out. Now I've got them all separated into little Ziploc bags.
And then you get one of them. You put 50,000 of those in that damn tray, and one of them bursts, and then you have this blob that comes to life and it's holding onto them.
And then you
got to
throw all of them away.
I'm taking over the Ranch Patch next.
I've always laughed, like, because they'll ask, you know, like, if you get nuggets, and they're like, you know, you want any sauce to that? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. It's like,
What?
You eat your nuggets dry like a monster?
Come look at this guy.
Seriously. Everybody runs to the drive-thru window. Who is he?
What's wrong with him?
Hey, Simon. My name is Sherry. I hope I called the right number. Wanted to try to answer the contest question. Is the answer unplug your electronics and appliances?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Simon.
That's from people are doing this to save on their power bill, and it was actually not using their hair dryer.
Yeah.
Which Maddie didn't like that.
That's biased. I wouldn't know that.
He was offended
by
the answer.
I actually like to think then I am a global economist then.
Yeah, you're doing great, man. Yeah. You ain't got
no
footprint.
I've known it for years.
I'm saving the world.
All right, one more call. We're running out of time.
Hey, Simon. They got that spicy chicken sandwich right there. And then the KFC and the Bojangles. Oh, yeah. And they got that right there. You get Walmart right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You heard him.
Yeah.
I love spicy chicken sandwiches too, sir.
I did hear something about a spicy chicken sandwich, so I'm good.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
All
you didn't catch that? This is a chicken sandwich right there. You get the chicken sandwich right there.
That just about wraps up the Simon Says podcast number 117. Man, it's been great. A little slice of heaven. If you'd love to be part of the podcast next time, why don't you call the Simon line, 336-373-0987. You can be part of the show. You can put a request on there for I Bet You Won't Play It Friday. And check us out on the radio while you're subscribing and liking. You can listen to us at 987simon.com. Charlie, do you have a final thought this time?
They will never ask you for $500 to get your $2.5 million.
You never know.
No.
It's a damn good deal.
I know
deal.
It sounds like a deal, but it's not.
How about you?
All right, what you do is you start with a bowl. You put some rolled oats in it. Then you put the oat milk. Then you put it in the fridge. And then you let it come and hydrate. And then you take it out, and you've got overnight oats.
Wait a minute. In the Well, you have to tell me this again when
recipe
we get back.
Talk so about recipe.
All right. Next time.
Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.